Welcome to Shards of Light, Voices of the Blind and Vision Impaired, a showcase for the talent of the visually impaired citizens of Virginia. I'm Lamont Crawley, founder of Shards of Light, and host. Today I will read a poem by Kadir Abdus-Saber, PhD, titled Ode to Seven Vietnam Vets. But before I do that, let me tell you a little about him. Kadir is an education sociologist, an imam, which is a prayer leader within the Islamic faith, an author, husband, father, and grandfather. He is also a military veteran who served for 4 years in the U.S. Marine Corps, which included combat in the Vietnam War. A focal point of this poem is PTSD, and for those that don't know, stands for post-traumatic stress disorder, which according to the Mayo Clinic is a mental health condition that is triggered by a terrifying event, either experienced or witnessed, such as a war, a natural disaster, sexual assault, physical abuse, or a bad accident. Symptoms may include flashbacks, nightmares, and severe anxiety, as well as uncontrollable thoughts about the event. It may last for months or even years, with triggers that can bring back memories of the trauma, accompanied by intense emotional and physical reactions. Ode to Seven Vietnam Vets by Kadir Abdus-Saber, PhD. This is a story about seven African-American Vietnam veterans who met in their senior years at a local veteran center. And their counselor, Angela, helped them grasp the commonalities of their shared experiences. From New York, Virginia, and Philly they came, fighting a war shrouded in shame. Seven young men in the prime of their life, when they got home, towards struggle and strife. Their minds took them back to what they had seen. Where was the help? Someone please intervene. They struggled for years. Oh, what could it be? They finally learned about PTSD. Angela heard calling again and again. She formed their group and the healing began. They met regularly until COVID grew wild. The internet provided an alternative style. Angela retired. Oh, that cannot be. Still, they traveled to Powwow, the farm in D.C. They strengthened each other, so real, so free. They thought it impossible with PTSD. Memories they shared were troubling, it seems. They were five soldiers and two Marines. Different backgrounds they learned to share, facing life's challenges, an unbeatable team. They became brothers because they cared. The line, still they traveled to Powwow, the farm in D.C. Powwow refers to an annual event designed to embrace and honor veterans. Kadir painted an emotional and vivid picture of the legacy of war on his band of brothers, the Vietnam-era veterans, and how sad it is to think about all the wars and soldiers since that have gone or are going through similar experiences, the aftermath of combat. The line, their minds took them back to what they have seen. I can only imagine the atrocities and horror that an individual soldier have witnessed in combat. And what do you do with that emotionally? And then what happens when you do come back to the real world and you just expect it to carry on as usual? That's a lot, at least in my mind. Studies by the Department of Veteran Affairs found that a history of PTSD puts a person at higher risk of suicide. In 2020, there were 6,146 veteran suicides, which increased to approximately 6,859 in 2023. Suicide was the second leading cause of death in 2020 for veterans under the age of 45. I also found the subtext of this poem quite illuminating in that it outlines an approach anyone could utilize in search of healing. First, one must identify, admit, and/or accept that they have a problem. Something is wrong, and I can't fix it on my own. Two, find the courage and have the courage to seek the help. Where is a helping resource that could help me address this issue? Three, be open to the help and the process of help. Next, you want to identify or put a label on the root cause, the root issue. Five would be to apply new and or renewed strategies and insights. Six, after that, you might begin to get comfortable, of course, and recognize and appreciate your new support group, sealing the trust and bond that you have with this new resource. Seven, you want to utilize or apply patience. Healing and answers may unfold slowly. And lastly, I would say to remain committed and involved. In 1990, Dr. Abdus Saber was diagnosed with a vision impairment due to glaucoma and was declared blind in 2005. I am learning that among his many fantastic attributes, Kadir is a survivor and perhaps have beaten the odds on more than one occasion. Nonetheless, I am certain that at the ripe young age of 81, which he turned on June 25th, he is still thriving. This is evidenced by the fact that he currently serves as director of New African Uma Online Middle School, and the proceeds of his book will go to support this effort. Additionally, Kadir sings and plays the guitar, and no telling what other things he has up his sleeve. For those of you interested in delving further into the mind of Kadir Abdus Saber, PhD, check out his book, Spiritual Boundaries, a collection of essays about social justice. And it can be found on Amazon.com. When asked if he had any parting words for the listening audience, Kadir asked if I would recite a quote by Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington was an African-American leader in black education and reform. He became the most influential and highly respected spokesperson for African-Americans in national politics from 1895 to his death in 1915. He was the first president and principal developer of what is known today as Tuskegee University, a historically black university, founded on July 4th, 1881, in Tuskegee, Alabama. And I quote, "I have learned that success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome while trying to succeed." Thank you, Dr. Kadir, for your highly personal and insightful poem and for sharing the eloquent words of Booker T. Washington. It seems that doers keep doing and are forever setting new goals. If you are interested in submitting your talent for consideration and or would like more information about Shards of Light, call Virginia Voice at 804-266-2477. That is 804-266-2477. Or you could email me, Lamont Crawley, directly at myvoice4soul@gmail.com. That is myvoice4sol@gmail.com. Also, use this email address to send us some feedback. Let us know what you thought about the program today, how it might have impacted you, perhaps suggestions for the future. Until next time, be well and please be kind. And always remember, let us share a shard of your light with others. Take care.
This program was brought to you with support from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired.